Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day. It is high summer. I hope you were enjoying it. I hope your weekend was glorious. Ours was. We actually went for a very invigorating hike. Actually, the middle fork of Snoqualmie River, which is about an hour from where we live. And it's just wonderful. There was actually a beautifully well-maintained trail, something that sometimes people like volunteers from the Great Washington Trails Association, of which I'm a proud member, people from organizations that are private can combine with public resources like the National Forest Service, which regulates those lands, and make something beautiful that you can walk on and basically enjoy the glory of God, which is one of the things that is absolutely wonderful about hiking and about trails. And all of that actually still works in America. People on the trails that we were on were friendly. They were nice, had pleasant dogs who were with them. It's just a better side of America than what we tend to confront during the week when we get back to covering politics and pop culture, where things are not necessarily going that well. How badly are they going? The New York Times, nobody would accuse the New York Times, right, of being anti-Biden or being a right-wing paper. A headline, front page, Democrats sour on Biden, citing age and economy. Poll shows pessimism becoming pervasive, and most want other candidates. This is a brand new New York Times poll and a New York Times Siena College poll, and it shows that unbelievably how many people in the Democratic Party, actually want Biden to run for re-election. It's 26%. And, of course, it's even less than that, in when you look at independents or Republicans. It's so bad for Joe Biden. Bill O'Reilly has publicly said he believes that Biden is going to resign at some point surrounding the election campaign, which is supposed to be a disaster for his Democratic Party. So if Biden resigns, does that mean that we have Kamala Harris as his replacement as president and as the Democratic nominee? Kamala Harris does even worse in the polling than Biden. So what is going on? We'll be speaking to Bill O'Reilly next hour on the Michael Medved Show, and eager to see on what basis he is predicting Biden's resignation. There's also a major editorial in the New York Times demanding another resignation for Chief Justice John Roberts. Okay, we understand that there is a great deal of negativity right now and all kinds of hysteria condemning the court. And, in fact, the Rage Against the Machine was doing a concert somewhere in Wisconsin, and Rage Against the Machine, they were chanting, abort the court. And basically, people were very angry at the Supreme Court. Will that lead to a resignation for John Roberts? The claim in the New York Times is it is only by resigning that he can save his historical reputation. And, of course, if he resigned, then the new Chief Justice would be appointed by President Joe Biden, unless he resigns first. It is a strange moment. And, of course, the resignation of Boris Johnson over in Britain has only whetted the appetite and created more momentum for other claims to registration. Okay, here is the piece. It's written by Shane Goldmacher and the New York Times. It begins and says, President Biden is facing an alarming level of doubt from inside his own Democratic Party, with 64% of Democratic voters, 64% saying they would prefer a new standard bearer in the 2024 presidential campaign. That's two-thirds. That's according to a brand-new New York Times Siena College poll, as voters nationwide have soured on his leadership, giving him a meager 33% job approval rating. Widespread concerns about the economy and inflation have helped turn the national mood decidedly dark, both on Mr. Biden and the trajectory of the nation. More than three-quarters of registered voters see the United States moving in the wrong direction. There have been other polls recently that showed 85% think the country is moving in the wrong direction. By the way, if you're one of those who 15% hanging on and you think the country is actually moving in the right direction and all of this is just hysteria over nothing, you can give a call. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. This is a pervasive sense of pessimism, writes the New York Times, that spans every corner of the country, every age range and racial group, cities, suburbs, and rural areas, as well as both political parties. So does this mean that Biden has fulfilled his campaign promise about uniting the country, getting everyone of every perspective to agree that he should go away? I mean, really, only 13% of Americans said the nation was on the right track. The lowest point in Times polling since the depths of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. That would be 2008-2009. For Mr. Biden, that bleak national outlook has pushed his job approval rating to a perilously low point. Republican opposition is predictably overwhelming, but more than two-thirds of independents also now disapprove of the president's performance. And nearly half disapproves strongly. Among fellow Democrats, his approval rating stands at 70%, a low figure for a president, especially heading into the 2022 midterms, when Mr. Biden needs to rally Democrats to the polls to maintain control of Congress. Is his approval likely to go up if there is a Republican Congress? In a sign of a deep vulnerability and of unease among what is supposed to be his political base, only 26% of Democratic voters said the party should renominate him in 2024. Mr. Biden has said repeatedly that he intends to run for re-election. At 79, he is already the oldest politician who's to be president in American history. And concerns about his age ranked at the top of the list for Democratic voters who want the party to find an alternative. And you can listen today, earlier today, President Biden was giving a speech about one of his purported triumphs, which was this gun legislation, which I supported. I think that was the gun legislation was harmless, basically, may save a few lives, was worth doing. It showed an ability of Republicans and Democrats to work together. Good for him. But even in announcing the gun legislation, Mr. Biden was heckled by the father of one of the Parkland victims of gun shooting, and he didn't handle it particularly well. We will play a little bit of that and what President Biden had to say as soon as we come back. We'll also look at the idea that John Roberts should resign. What is this? We don't have the kind of thing where you can have a vote of no confidence in the middle of a term. So what would happen with that Biden resignation? We'll talk about that with Bill O'Reilly and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
The backlash against Joe Biden and the desire to move in a new direction, so says the New York Times, were particularly acute among younger voters.
In the survey, 94%, just let that sink in for a moment, 94% of Democrats under the age of 30 said they would prefer a different presidential nominee. Now, why is that important? Because if it weren't for the younger voters, those voters under 30, Biden wouldn't have won this election in 2020. He won overwhelmingly among younger voters. It wasn't because he was young and particularly vigorous back in 2020, 2 years ago. No, it was that he wasn't Trump. And they quote a woman named Nicole Farrier, who was a 38-year-old preschool teacher in East Tawas, a small town in northern Michigan. I don't know how they select these people, but they selected her. And she says, I'm just going to come out and say it. I want younger blood. What, is she a vampire? No. She's a voter. And she says, I am so tired of all the old people running our country. I don't want somebody knocking on death's door. This is not something that that Biden or his supporters, and he has supporters, he can't joke about anymore. More than 75% of voters in the poll said the economy was extremely important to them. And how many people thought that economic conditions were excellent? President Biden says they're excellent. He says the economy's roaring back and jobs look pretty good. And people are saying we have a chance of avoiding a recession. You know what percentage of voters say the economic conditions are excellent? 1%. But again, they found some people. Among those who are typically working age, that's voters 18 to 64 years old, 6% said the economy was good or excellent, while 93% rated it poor or only fair. The White House has tried to trumpet strong job growth, including on Friday when Mr. Biden declared that he had overseen, quote, the fastest and strongest jobs recovery in American history. But the Times-Siena poll showed a vast disconnect between those boasts and the strength of some economic indicators and the financial reality that most Americans feel that they are confronting. The glimmer of good news for Mr. Biden. Okay, here it comes. Being fair, there is a glimmer of good news, as the Times reports. The survey showed him with a narrow edge in a hypothetical rematch in 2004 with former President Donald J. Trump. If it came down to that choice, it would be 44% supporting President Biden, 41% supporting former President Trump, which is the same kind of gap that there was between Biden and Trump in the popular vote last time. The result is a reminder of one of Mr. Biden's favorite aphorisms. Don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. The poll showed that Democratic misgivings about Mr. Biden seemed to mostly melt away when presented with a stark choice between him and Mr. Trump. A 92% of Democrats say they would stick with Mr. Biden. On the whole, voters appear to like Mr. Biden slightly more than they like his performance as president. 39% say they have a positive impression of him personally, which is 6 percentage points higher than his job approval. And I do think that, and I've said this before, and I think it's undeniably true, you cannot escape it. Part of that residual affection for Joe Biden, I think, has to do with pity. Because it's hard not to feel somewhat sympathetic to the guy who's struggling to complete a sentence. Here is President Biden. He was out in front of the White House today. He got heckled. Before he got heckled, he was applauding the real progress made by the gun legislation. This is clip 5. Listen.
Make no mistake about it. This legislation is real progress, but more has to be done. The provision of this new legislation is going to save lives and is proof that today's politics, we can come together on a bipartisan basis to get important things done, even on an issue as tough as guns. And one more thing. It's a call to action to all of us to do more. To take away from the legislature is not what we can do. It's to take the takeaway from this is that now we're opening to get much more done.
Okay, barely coherent, and then this about assault weapons, clip three.
Makes no sense. Assault weapons need to be banned. Banned. They were banned. I led the fight in 1994. Then under pressure from the NRA and the gun manufacturers and others, that ban was lifted in 2004. In that 10 years it was law, mass shootings went down. When the law expired in 2004 and those weapons were allowed to be sold again, mass shootings tripled. They're the facts. I'm determined to ban these weapons again and high-capacity magazines that hold 30 rounds and that let mass shooters fire hundreds of bullets in a matter of minutes. I'm not going to stop until we do it.
Okay, but he did have to stop when he was interrupted by a guy named Manuel Oliver, who was a father of one of the victims at Parkland, Florida, mass shooting. This is clip 10. Listen.
We can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. Because make no mistake. Sit down. You'll hear what I have to say. If you think you... Let him talk. No one, okay? Because make no mistake about it. This legislation is real progress, but more has to be done.
Okay, the same man, Manuel Oliver, actually made his case earlier on CNN. And the idea that this is issue or this accomplishment is going to provide a turnaround for Joe Biden seems extremely doubtful. But should he resign, as Bill Riley suggests that he actually will? Why? He says there are three very important Democrats who want him to resign and can force him to. How? We'll get to that and more with Bill O'Reilly coming up in a little while here on the MedVet Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Oh, good for you!
The Michael MedVet Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden takes a victory lap after signing a gun control bill into law late last month.
President Biden, outside the White House Monday morning, praised new gun control measures in the wake of recent shootings. Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is back in session on Monday, but not with the Senate leader. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, testing positive for COVID. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Joe Biden earlier this morning heckled by a man named Manuel Oliver, whose child was gunned down at the Parkland High School, a disaster in Florida. And 2018, that Parkland school shooting was. And Biden was just saying, despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. And Manuel Oliver, whose son Joaquin was among the 17 people killed in the Parkland mass shooting, could be heard shouting in the background. It was not clear what he was trying to say. I mean, nobody handed him a microphone. And Joe Biden was basically saying, let him speak, but nobody could hear him. And then he was saying, let me finish. But here's what this individual, Manuel Oliver, told CNN about why he was angry even at this celebration of the gun control legislation. This is clip 11. Listen.
This is like giving a green light to Congress, green light to wait another 30 years to do something else. But guess what? We're not going to let that happen. I was yesterday working on this in the city of Orlando. I was a week ago in Philadelphia, and I will be next week in Texas. So for me, again, this is just part of a process, and anyone that thinks that this is a new start, a new beginning, is probably showing that we can slow down our activism. Not me, not Joaquin, not my wife Patricia, and not the thousand of kids that are out there.
Okay, his activism is going to continue. This is what a guest at the White House event celebrating the gun control legislation had to
to say about what has to happen in his view. Listen, this is clip four.
We must address white supremacy and direct domestic terrorism. They are the leading threat to our homeland and our way of life.
Okay. And addressing white supremacy through gun control legislation, I'm not sure how you do that or how that works. And again, this is all very problematic when you have so many people in the country who are overwhelmingly concerned with other issues. To go back to this poll for a moment, which is a big new poll, it's the most thorough and complete poll that takes a look at the election coming up and the feeling of people about the election coming up in 2024, the presidential election. The one of the things it says is that the overwhelming concern of the American people is with the issue of the economy, the issue of gas prices and inflation. And the number of people who list abortion or guns as major issues, it's very small, actually. And one of the things that they show is that overall abortion rated as the most important issue for 5% of voters, as opposed to 70% when you put together the economy and inflation. Gun politics following the mass shootings were rated as the top issue by 10% of voters, far higher than has been typical of nationwide polls in recent years. The issue was of even greater importance to black and Hispanic voters, ranking roughly the same as inflation and the cost of living, the survey found, among black and Hispanic voters. And by the way, it did show that President Biden maintained not as overwhelming as his election, but still a strong support from the black community. Somebody who most Americans really know nothing about, unfortunately, but is now the subject of other claims for his resignation. Pamela Paul writes a lead editorial. And again, it's the New York Times, and she says, if liberal dreams really did come true, Chief Justice John Roberts would resign. He's been at it for 17 years, and he's been incapable of tempering the Federalist Society-stamped fanatics on the right or leading the court toward any semblance of justice for all. In retiring at age 67, that's how old Roberts is, he could make a statement about the perils of gerontocracy and the possibility of Supreme Court term limits, even if only self-imposed. He could help forestall constitutional changes to the court that might be welcomed by those on the left while they remain in power and abused by the right when they are not. In retiring, he could help restore public confidence in the court and ensure its future. It won't happen. That's the only part of her editorial that I agree with. No, it won't happen. So why talk about it? Because someone believes it should happen? But it's hard not to hope. After all, what she's saying is liberals have a long idealistic history of hoping Roberts would be better than our worst fears. And she goes on to say that even after liberals were proved wrong with egregious decisions like Citizens United. She's talking about how many liberals voted to confirm Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, and said good things about him, including people like Russ Feingold, who was Wisconsin's liberal Democratic senator at the time, or Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy was opposed to him, but she quotes Patrick Leahy, the now the Senate pro tem president who's retiring from the Senate. He just had his hip replaced, poor Pat Leahy. But he said positive things about John Roberts. And even after liberals were proved wrong with egregious decisions like Citizens United, which sold the country off to the highest bidder, we didn't stop hoping. In the wake of Donald Trump's extremist nominees, Roberts seemed relatively benign. Surely he had grown on the court. Surely he would continue to grow. He'll be a moderating force, we said, when we voted to maintain the independence of the census against the Trump administration's attempted citizenship question, voted with a majority on DACA, and upheld the Affordable Care Act. Well, that's not enough. What she suggests is that if only he would resign and allow President Biden to appoint a replacement as Chief Justice, it could change direction of the court, and all would be better. The problem with this entire fantasy is right now, even if Roberts disappeared and you installed and somehow got confirmed a very liberal, very progressive, very activist judge to replace John Roberts, you still have five solid conservative votes. And those same five votes that voted, as Roberts did, by the way, to overturn Roe v. Wade. Roberts did not sign on to the decision. He had a separate reason for voting to uphold the Mississippi law, but it was a concurring opinion, so his vote counted. It has been erroneously described as a vote of 5-4. It wasn't. It was a vote of 6-3 because Roberts was there. Meanwhile, there is a broad public approval of the new gun law that was celebrated today, but few say it will do, very few, a lot to stem gun violence. Are they wrong? And then the claim that we are all today political hostages. A left-winger says that we are held hostage basically by the Republican Party. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Pew Research Center, another new survey. This one about the broad public approval of the new gun law. And again, it's gotten such good publicity because it involves one of those very rare times when there are a significant number of Republican senators who joined the Democrats in voting for it. It was a genuinely bipartisan piece of legislation. It did not have anything particularly radical about it. It did not have a ban on what are called assault weapons, AR-15 style weapons. That is a ban that the president wanted to put in there. It wasn't there. A majority of Americans want Congress to pass more gun legislation. Americans are largely supportive, says a Pew Center, of the new gun law passed by Congress and signed into law by Joe Biden on June 25th. Nearly two-thirds of U.S. adults approve of the new gun law, including 32% who strongly approve. Just 21% say they disapprove of the law, including 11% who strongly disapprove. How can you strongly disapprove of what's in this law, which means that you would have a more intense background checks of purchasers who are 18 to 21, that you would have encouragement for red flag laws, making it easier to people who represent a danger to themselves or to others to make sure that they do not get access to guns or have access to guns. And basically, it's a common sense, minor adjustments of some of the gun laws that might actually improve things a little bit, it seems to me. Who are the people who strongly disapprove? 1-800-955-1776. 15% are not sure. Despite broad support for the new law, however, most Americans are not optimistic it will do much to reduce gun violence in the country. 78% think the new gun law will do a little or nothing at all. 42% think it will do only a little, and 36% think it will do nothing at all to reduce gun violence. Only 7% say the bill will do a lot, while 14% say they are not sure. And roughly 6 in 10 adults, 63%, said they'd like to see Congress pass another round of legislation to address gun violence, compared with 35% who do not want to see that. The ongoing claim that we are in a political hostage situation. This is Charles Blow, who is a strongly left-leaning columnist. I think to say left-leaning is not even fair. He's on the left. And he writes that voters subject to oppression, and he believes that's particularly voters who are minorities, voters subject to oppression have only two choices, the benevolent captors, who are Democrats, or the cruel captors, who are Republicans. Democrats will work for your freedom, but not to the extent that it endangers their power. They have to work against Republicans, who now more than at any other time in memory seem hell-bent on establishing a new age of severe restrictions under the banner of states' rights. The choice between the two is not a choice at all. Voting for Democrats is the only option, that says Charles Blow, not because they have been fully responsive to your pleading, but because they are the only bulwark against disaster. This is not a lesser of two evils view, but a light switch view. The choice is light, no matter how dim, or darkness. There was some waffling about Hillary Clinton in 2016, and that gave us, meaning the United States, Donald Trump, who gave us a radical theocratic Supreme Court, which has given us dozens of deeply regressive decisions overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting the ability to enforce Miranda rights, tying the country's hands in its fight against climate change. Now we live in a kind of captivity, and captivity of any sort is unconscionable to some. So they fly against it. Over the past year, progressives have demanded action from Democrats, demanded that promises be kept, demanded that more of a fight be waged, but in the end, this is futile. What's worse, it often provides ammunition to cruel captors, the Republicans, who are waiting for a chance to replace the benevolent ones. Do you think that Joe Biden would or should accept the designation of benevolent captor? Really? Is that the argument? There's actually an argument on the other side that is made by an emailer, and I appreciate the email that came in from Scott in Seattle. He says, you just don't seem, and he puts seem in quotation marks, to get it, Michael. We are going to have a republic of morals with law and order, or we are not going to have a republic. Your error is in treating the parties as equals. It is immaterial that Republicans are also at fault. Treat the people equally. Love them. Conservatives must care for the liberal countrymen more than to let them drag us all down with them. Trust me, they will thank you in the end. In other words, he is making the same argument that this is a choice between a good and evil, between light and darkness. And I think it's a wrong and dangerous argument when liberals make it, as Charles Blow just did. And Scott in Seattle, I think your argument is also wrong when you say we're either going to have a republic of morals with law and order, or we're not going to have a republic. I agree with you that we need to have a nation with morals and with law and order. But I don't agree with you that Republicans are always on the side of law and order. And the best example for that, it seems to me, would be the whole idea of what is going on with the January 6th Commission. There was a betrayal of a commitment to law and order at the highest levels of government. And that is a real problem. And to say that, well, basically we're going to have a republic of law and order and morals by immorally attacking the legitimacy of our elections and actually trying to undo what had legally been set up through the entire justice system
and the Electoral College system and the overwhelming majority of state legislatures. There wasn't a single state legislature that had voted or come close to voting to overturn the election results in that state. And the entire idea, I think, goes against this notion that things are always as clear as you would like to have them. Now, generally, do I think that the Republic will do better when the Republicans, and I think it's when, not if, take control of the House of Representatives? I do think that will be an improvement. And I do think that that's important. And I also worry very much that with some of the problematic candidates that Republicans are putting forward, that Republicans will fail to win the couple of new Senate seats that they need. And it's only two, frankly. If they win two Senate seats that are currently held by Democrats, which is possible, they could do it in Arizona. Well, though it's looking pretty tough with some of the candidates they have in Arizona. They could do it in New Hampshire. They could do it in Nevada. Those are places where Republicans could actually knock off a sitting Democratic senator. And by knock off, I do not mean doing anything that is physically dangerous to them. I mean removing them as the Senate representative from that state, one of the two senators representing that state, and installing a new Republican senator who would caucus with the Republicans under the leadership of Mitch McConnell and provide for a more conservative, more law and order, if you will, and more constitutionally oriented governance. I think that, yes, is a positive thing for the United States of America. But the notion that it is always wrong to talk about the parties as if they both intend well. I don't believe that you gain either politically or ethically or in terms of your own happiness and well-being to assume that people with whom you disagree are necessarily evil. Can we disagree about substance and not about intentions in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.